When we reach the village, it looks like something out of another time. Cabins with thick log walls, smoke rising from stone chimneys, warm light flickering behind frosted windows. It should feel cozy. It doesn't. It feels like I'm standing on the edge of something vast and unknown. Silas parks outside the largest cabin and cuts the engine and looks at me. There's a hint of pity in his eyes, and that terrifies me more than anything else. He's inside. I swallow hard and step out. The cold bites deeper, like it wants to freeze me solid. My boots crunch in the snow as I cross to the door. My hand shakes as I raise it, but before I can knock, the door swings open. And I see him. He fills the doorway. Tall, broad, a wall of muscle and fur-lined leather. His hair is blonde and silky, longer than I expected, a little wild, like he doesn't care. His beard is thick, rimmed with frost, but it's his eyes that stop me cold. Ice blue, sharp and furious. They lock on mine, and something in me stirs. There's a pull, deep and inexplicable. Like I was meant to be here, meant to meet those eyes. My breath catches. But then his face hardens, his lip curls in disgust. His voice is low, dangerous. No. Just that one word, a rejection as cold as the wind whipping around us. I stand there stunned as he steps back and slams the door in my face. I stare at the door, its heavy wood grain etched with claw-like scratches, the frosted window above me still trembling from how hard he slammed it. For a moment, I just stand there, my breath puffing out in little white clouds, feeling like an idiot. I glance over my shoulder at Silas, hoping for, what, an explanation? A hint that this is all part of the plan? But Silas isn't there. The snowcat is parked, engine off, and he's vanished into the night like some Arctic ghost. I let out a shaky laugh, rubbing my gloved hands together for warmth. Okay, Harper, you've done it now. Signed up to be a bride for a guy who thinks he's an alpha. Brilliant. The cold slices through me, and I realize standing out here isn't going to help anything. I square my shoulders, march back up to the door, and knock. Hard. No answer. I knock again, louder this time, my hand stinging from the cold. Finally, I hear footsteps. Heavy, reluctant, and the door creaks open just enough for one icy blue eye to glare at me.
What?
His voice is a low rumble, and up close, it vibrates right through me. I plaster on my most innocent smile.
Hi, I think we got off on the wrong paw, foot. Look, I'm new to this whole pack thing, clearly, but I'm here. I'm your mate? Or whatever term you prefer. Bride? Bonded one?
She who must be obeyed?